A crew at the present time is removing the thermal blankets from the modular equipment stowage assembly.
Hang on, sir. Let me get it.
The Mesa blanket, John, that you usually fold up and put away there, we'd like you to put it over the TV until we use the TV.
Roger. Get that thing, John. Let it come up, straight up. Like to me, it comes up. Houston, how do you get this Mesa blanket thing up? Tony, we need to jack the Mesa up and we can't get the lock off. The Mesa's touching the ground. Yo, I'm okay.
Should be able to just pull up on it there.
Be able to just pull up on it there.
We're checking on that, Charlie.
We're checking on that, Charlie. Some block yet to release, Charlie.
I think so, too.
Yeah, let's see if we can do it with this. Why don't you see if you can pick it up with...
Charlie, there should be a green strap that you should be able to pull up on that'll lift it.
Okay, Charlie, he's lifting.
Okay.
Then I'm not going.
Okay. That's great. Okay, we got it.
Okay, we got it, Tony.
Outstanding.
Okay, we'll put the white blanket over there. We'll sit down as we use it. I'll blow the LRB, Charlie.
Well,
we gotta get our first antennas up.
Okay, here.
Don't need that. But I gotta get it out of the way.
Okay.
Get this other stuff.
Put your antenna up. Okay. Partially out. Okay.
And we'd like an EMU check from both of you. You were doubling, we didn't get the CDRs, EMU.
Okay, you were doubling, we didn't get the CDRs, EMU.
95%.
You see it, Charlie?
Yeah, I saw it.
Charlie, we'll have some pictures for you to take of the steerable later, but we'll get that when you take your pen.
Yeah, I was planning on that. Okay, John.
Uh-huh.
Had to walk it in, you think, sir?
Yeah, I fixed both sets.
Yeah, I'll help you on this other side. Man, what a beautiful landing. I'm glad you weren't in. Woo, me.
You're going forward.
Yeah, we were landing going forward.
What was worrying me?
looks, that big rock under there looks like a vesicular basalt to me. A black one. Tony, the engine bell is about 6 inches off the ground. It's not crushed at all.
Okay.
Here we go. Over.
Crew now getting ready to deploy the lunar roving vehicle.
I just run over here and grab this string, Charlie, and pull on it a little. Okay, both those. Did you got on your spring up there? There's tension on it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just make sure that I checked all these things. Go left side to plant, reel off tape, drape over struts, contingency to the limb strut, walking hinge latches engaged. Just verify it over one more time. F to aft chassis parallel, center chassis left to right, outrigger cables taut. Verify your outrigger cables taut up there.
Yeah,
first. Both of them, okay. Want to reel off tape, brush that, and back away from deploy area. Okay, Charlie.
Ready?
Yeah.
Here we come.
Yeah, release.
It released.
Okay, the bottom pin's released too. Both sets of them.
That's the back half of the rover.
Yep.
Very good.
Down the step.
Bouncing early. Damn, it's great.
Isn't that neat?
Oh.
And it's got to be nice.
This is like in a training building. The only thing we don't have, Tony, is a linoleum on the floor.
Grab the surface here, Charlie.
I was trying to fix that, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm pulling.
Okay. Oh, this is much easier than it was before. Don't pull so hard, I guess.
Back there. God, you picked the exact bottom of this old crater.
There ain't any flat places around here, Charlie.
Look, but anywhere else we'd have landed, we'd have been on a great big slope.
Okay, there goes the front wheels. And the back cap, the aft chassis is released too, I think.
There
the wheels didn't lock into place, John. We're going to have to go up there and get the guy. Push him up. Okay.
Can you hold that and let me run up and do that?
Okay. Yeah, the wheels didn't lock, Houston.
Okay, we copy that.
There goes one.
Yeah, we copy that.
Charlie got one. Is it in, Charlie?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And the hinge pin, this hinge pin isn't in either.
Yeah, we'll get that.
Okay, the other one is in. Get it. Okay, stop twirl.
God, I went just out of minimum on my cooling and it feels a lot better.
Okay, I'll try that in a second here.
Okay, did you get into walking inches?
No, I don't think so, Charlie.
Yeah, you see what it did? It didn't look like to me it did.
Didn't get in there. Yeah, it's setting in something there, Charlie.
Okay, they're in.
Yeah. It looks to me like
this one's not in over here.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, you just took it out of this one over here.
Thought it'll deploy. I wanted to have one line.
Okay, now this one's in.
Just don't run off with it, Charlie.
I'm not. Okay, this one's in.
Okay, this one's in.
Okay. Okay, keep going.
Don't you want to
pull, so all it says release pull at aft chassis unlock, and that's what I did.
Yeah, it just stepped out of those walking engines.
I know it is bouncing on us.
It stepped out at 73 degrees.
Those walking engines are no longer any good anyway after we get down to this point.
Okay. I'm not sitting in them.
Yeah.
I'm bouncing out.
Yeah, keep pulling. Watch that big rock there.
Oh, I see what you mean.
About a 50 centimeter boulder right next to the butterfly footbed. Angular.
Hey, Charlie, you want me to keep pulling?
Yeah, keep pulling until you hit the grate, the, really get the weight off of these things.
Lightning wants to keep pulling to get the 45 degree cable tied.
And I can pick that beauty right up off the ground with this little cable.
So I keep pulling?
Yeah, so you get that, okay, that's it, John.
Oh, the cable is flat.
Yeah, okay, that's great.
Let's go get it.
Okay, here, you need this.
Wait a minute, that rear wheel isn't locked.
Oh, we'll get that. Okay, you lock that side. I'll pull these pins. This one's not locked out either. Okay, now it is. This hinge pin is in.
Yeah, this hinge pin is in. I
think this one's locked.
Oh.
Watch out.
Turn the car over. I know it. Okay, Charlie, let me come back up here and help you.
Boy, that coolant is so much nicer. Okay. Okay, here we go.
Well, wait a minute, let me get a little further away from it and see if it springs off there.
Hey, you're doing pretty well with that deep lead pin stuff.
Yeah, I'd already picked up a rock to see if it's possible.
Yeah, so
I'll use a cake. Although you gotta maintain your CG.
Okay.
Copying all this?
We sure are. We're all ears. Sure wish we had the TV.
We're all ears.
Okay.
We have the TV.
Now we'll get it for you in a minute. Sorry about that. Terrible. Break. And the rover is within 2 feet of being on the ground. On the old machine.
We're a little upslope here. I got the feel not. If I let go of it, it'll roll under the vehicle.
Yeah, I do too. Okay, there we go, John. It's on the ground, Houston.
Okay.
Go ahead and pull out, Charlie. Okay.
It's like in training, the checklist changes pages on you automatically.
Uh-huh.
If it's pretty out of mind, I have to get some flat in my 45 degree cable.
Oh.
Okay. OGL is impellent pole release. We gotta get the companion seat cool and push these to the pins in.
Okay, I get it.
I agree with you, Charlie.
This one's easy.
I agree with you, Charlie.
Hey, but it's out over here. Rock it to me. Don't push it in if it's already in.
No, I just want to check it out.
No, come on. Give me that. We don't need to do that.
I understand all the hinge pins are in.
Understand all the hinge pins are in. They're getting them in. Yeah, I think yours is out. To me, I think there's one out on your side, Little.
No, I see it. Yeah? Yeah.
Okay. Both of them on my side. Then we'll get the seat.
Houston, I can pick up the whole vehicle with that piece of Velcro around the seat.
If it holds the seat there, me and Charlie just picked the vehicle up. Oh, ho.
You just don't know your own strength.
Just don't know your own strength. People that put Velcro in don't know its strength. That's the message, Tony. Okay, seat belt up.
Look at that. Look at that crater. first time being in this suit.
You get in the middle of your pictures there, you might give me a call and I'll instruct you on some more we'd like.
Okay. Get LRV check out.
Okay, and Charlie 39.
Okay, and Charlie 39.